1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
Today on Take 5, it's my pleasure again to have as my guest Dr. Scott Redd, the president of the Washington, D.C. campus of Reformed Theological Seminary and an Old Testament professor. Welcome, Scott.
Great to be here, Don.
We want to talk about why seminary matters and what seminaries do. So, Scott, tell us a little bit about what a seminary is.
Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking about it because I was in the doctor's office the other week, and I was looking on his wall where he had all of his diplomas hung and all of the certificates that he's received from various boards. You know, some people call that the ego wall, but when you're in the doctor's office, that actually makes a lot of sense. You know, you want to know that your doctor is trained to do what they're about to do. You want to know that if they're going to be looking at your body and seeing whether or not it's working correctly and to provide a diagnosis, you want to know that they're trained by the best to do this job. I guess my question is, why would we expect less of our pastors? Don't we want to know that our pastors have been trained by experienced servants of God to do the work that we're asking them to do?
Especially when it comes to matters of the soul and the gospel and handling the scriptures.
That's right. The work of preaching God's word, of counseling, of administering the sacraments, of leading us in prayer, those are extremely important aspects of the ministerial vocation. I want my pastors to know what they're doing. I don't want to have just somebody off the street doing that for me. I want somebody who's been trained.
You know, and I think about that not only with doctors. I think of that when I bring my car to a mechanic, I want a certified mechanic. When I go to a pharmacist, I want a pharmacist who's going to get it right.
That's right.
So, and I look at the diplomas too, and I don't want them to go to, you know, McMed school. I want them to go to a really good med school.
Right, right.
You know, and I don't want them to go to McMed seminary either. And not all seminaries are the same, as you know.
That's a good point.
So what happens at a seminary? What happens at your seminary?
Well, you know, to continue the metaphor, I think of a seminary a lot like a teaching hospital. It's a place where students don't just learn the teaching of Scripture, they don't just learn the systems of theology that we hold dear in our traditions, but they actually learn how to apply biblical teaching into individual Christian lives. Because you're sharing space with other students, with faculty members, with pastors, you're able to bounce ideas off people in a safe space where you can really see iron sharpening iron, where you can see ideas being expressed, tested, tried, and found out whether or not they're actually going to be useful in the Christian life.
Mm. You know, I put it this way. I think there's a accelerated formation that takes place in a seminary training.
That's true.
And it's theological formation, it's character formation, and it's ministry formation, all three. And it is accelerated because, you know, it's a concentrated time. And that's why I love the imagery of the seminary, which goes back to early nurseries, garden nurseries, where you'd take seedlings and you'd want to get them off to a good start.
That's right. Nurture has to happen. You know, I think when students look at seminary, they think, what books am I going to read and what ideas am I going to discuss? But, you know, when we do our survey, which we do with all of our graduating students, one of the questions we ask them is, what were the most influential aspects of seminary for you? And to a T, the number one and number two most influential aspects are relationships with faculty and relationships with fellow students. It's those real human relationships that make all the difference in the training of a pastor.
Yeah, not to mention this, the importance of studying theology, Bible, Greek, Hebrew, church history, practical theology, Christian ethics, apologetics, hermeneutics, and all those things.
Oh, biblical languages. I'm an Old Testament professor. You need to know your biblical language if you're going to translate the teaching of Scripture in today's life.
Now, we know that for those listening, not everybody is called to go to seminary. But if you have pastors and leaders, you really want to encourage them to go, right?
Absolutely.
Because you want your congregation to have a mind for truth and a heart for God and a life for ministry.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helped you gain a better understanding of life from a Christian perspective and deepened your passion for God. If you'd like to listen to the program again, visit Reformed Theological Seminary's webpage at rts.edu/Orlando.